Here we are, it's Thursday night. It's Jeff Steger, and you're listening to 100.3 CKMS. This is the Thursday night blues, swing, and jazz show. I'd like to thank the Pressure Drop people for playing a great set, and we're looking forward to the 12 o'clock man himself, DJ Camillo, with more hip-hop. Let's start our show tonight. It's Thursday night. Welcome to the show, and we're going to play a little bit by Gloria Hardiman.
Me.
Hi, it's 100.3 CKMS. It's a Saturday night, Thursday night jazz, blues, and swing show. Guess what? We have guests, and I'm glad to see that both Ann and John are here in the studio. We're going to have some great stories about New Orleans, I hope. So we'll let them get settled down. I see they're still doing stand-up and doing other stuff. And we'll play one more song, and then we'll get right to it and talk to our co-hosts. You're 100.3 CKMS.
Just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you found out I wasn't lying.
It's Thursday night. Guess what? We have guests. I want to say hello, Ann and John, please.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Well, I'm sure glad to see you guys. I was hoping to do this like about 2 weeks ago and hear all about New Orleans and what all happened. So I think you had a great time.
Yeah, it was a really, really good time. My first time traveling in quite a while, too, so it was a big wake-up call.
And a safe flight and no missed connections and the like?
No, I think we're all good. That was my first like connecting flight for a while because I had just been to Vancouver the weekend before. So I was like, oh no, we'll have to figure it out. But I was actually traveling with Dean, and it was very, very fun. So.
Oh, yes, that's right. Dean was the other guy. That's right.
Yeah.
I can't remember who the other person was on this trip. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So how do you like that New Orleans stuff? You know, it's just like Jelly Roll Morton. It's just like Dixieland just goes like crazy. Did you have a lot of Dixieland when you were down there? Was it a good mix? How did you like the music compared to what you hear in the Waterloo region?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was just the quality of it. I think I was more surprised by the fact that the quality that they had was not something special. It was every week, all the time. That's where they normally play. So,
yeah,
that's a surprising thing.
An incredible caliber of musician down there. Like,
Did you, like, I can remember being down there many years ago, and, you know, like, every street corner, there's somebody playing something.
That's so true. Yeah. They have, like, these wagon wheels where they put these, like, percussion instruments inside, or you have someone that has, like, random boxes and stuff like that, even.
And, you know, if you don't like that bar, you walk, like, 500 feet down the street, and you get different kind of music, whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, isn't it?
There was a jazz band just on the street when we were walking back from an event.
Yeah,
and it was great. It was really fast, and so we just started dancing Charleston to it.
We Charleston bombed it. It was very fantastic.
In the middle of what was it, Dauphin Street?
Yeah, Dauphin.
Street. Yeah. So, like, how many people were at this exchange? Or actually, tell me what it was, so we get it straight with our studio audience here. Your New Orleans.
Oh, the Ultimate Lindy Hop Showdown.
So, what it is, it's a lot of just open social dancing, but there's also competitions for slow dancing, solo blues, solo jazz, and Jack and Jill, which is two, like, a follow and a lead that don't know each other and they just get randomly paired up, or like the showdown, which is a couple that go in knowing that they're going to be doing dancing together.
Yeah, the main event is the showdown, which is basically a tournament for couples.
Okay, yeah.
Solo. There was, the showdown, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the showdown. Couples would go in. It was a double elimination tournament, and
getting real science to it here, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, lots of social dancing.
Yes, it went until like 3 or 4 at night each night. And
all? I admit, more like about 5 when the sun came up sort of thing? Or?
Well, that's when I called it quits, but I'm pretty sure there was people who stayed out longer than that.
No doubt.
Yeah, and then sometimes the late night venue would be done, but you'd just go with some friends to a diner or something and sing karaoke.
Yeah. It like the whole weekend didn't really sleep. The event may have stopped, but like it was just a lot of fun. I mean, it wasn't just about the dancing, but it's about the music and like just being there.
Yeah. What about typically people come from all over the place. I mean, did you guys meet somebody from Europe or like
Korea?
Are there Canadians?
Well, like, there were like 30 Koreans that were out.
Some people from France, maybe, were they from Montpellier or something like that?
There were
that,
two couples from France. I don't remember where in France.
Yeah, and they were really good.
There was a big group from Montreal and Quebec City, and then, of course, all over the United States.
Like, yeah, all kinds.
You can't even track it, but yeah, there was a huge group of Koreans out this year.
And they were really, really good, too.
Yeah.
They were.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, you guys just, let's play a few more songs here, and we'll get some more opinions of what y'all did down there. You're at 100.3 CKMS, and this is your host, Jeff Steger. With me tonight is Ann Seichertz and John Layden. Did I do that right?
It's close enough.
I remember listening here about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
That's okay. We'll work on it.
Okay, here we go. We'll play some more tunes. We'll be back.
Well, hello, pretty baby. I just called to say that we are through, because I'm so tired of sneaking around with you. I wanna meet you in the sunlight, not on a secret rendezvous. That's why I'm so tired of sneaking around with you. You're never meant to be mine. No, I was just too blind to see. But I've got my pride, so why should we hide when you might as well be free? Oh, I love you, you know I love you. Yes, and I wanna tell the world I do. That's why I'm so tired of sneaking around. Thank you.
I believe that's a Toronto artist, and the last name is Martel, but I'm not too sure. Sorry, but I don't have my songs labeled very well, and I can't just see what her name is, but I believe she's a Toronto artist. Shelley Martel, is that, you've heard of her?
No, I haven't, personally. No.
I picked this up from Max Swing. I was down to one of their dances in Hamilton, and they had all these songs listed as, 1, 2, 3, and so, you know, some of the software sites, you can go there and it'll trace the song by its acoustic signature.
Yeah.
Mm. So it popped up as Shelley Martel, I think. She's a fine artist from Toronto. So I love that song. It's great. So, hey, okay, folks, we're back. We're at, who wants to do the promo to tell us where we're from?
From 100.3 CKMS. Wow. I'm reading it off the board somewhere.
That's our co-host tonight, and I've got it right now. We have two co-hosts tonight, and another friend just showed up, actually, and so I'm going to do this right. Was Ann Siktisch.
Yes! Success!
And our other co-host is John Layden, and know what? I'm so glad to see you guys here. This station was originally a student university station at the University of Waterloo, and it's been changed, and you guys are really involved with the university up there a lot. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's going on. You must have classes going on now and a dance is coming up.
Yeah. So first off with classes, we've been running them this term. We've had to take a couple of breaks, obviously, for Thanksgiving. And then we were away in New Orleans. So we were fortunate enough to have Martin teach for a week. Yeah. And they've been going well. I'm kind of excited because we had a lesson plan, actually, this term. So we know what's coming up. It's all posted on our website. And then what else is there?
What is that website for all our listeners?
I didn't want to push that first.
Swing.uwaterloo.ca.
Very simple. And upcoming for Christmas, actually, we're doing a joint Christmas dance. And that's on December 2nd at the Button Factory. And it's going to have Jordan Clapman and the All-Stars. And should be lots of fun. And I think we're doing more of the volunteer e side of it, so at least that's what I'm going to be involved with, and we're kind of helping along one of our younger club members who's actually a civil engineering student, which is kind of cool for me because she's like kind of going through what I'm going through, so it's very cool. You don't get as many of them, so go female civil engineers.
So tell us who Gordon Clapman is. What about, I recognize the name, but I can't quite connect a place. And where'd you guys hear from about him? How'd you get the connection with Gordon Clapman?
I can't remember.
Well, David Trin helped us with the booking. He's from Hepcat Hoppers, and Gordon Clapman had a connection to... I can't remember.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, wow. But he comes well-regarded, I guess.
Yes.
I actually have heard him before. I'm just completely...
Yeah, nothing comes to mind. Sometimes like that. You hear the names. It's like that Chester Whitmore that's coming to Toronto.
That was
last weekend?
2 weeks?
It's been a little while ago. He's in Vancouver now soon or something.
So I kind of recognized that name, but I couldn't quite make a connection with what kind of dance style he was, or is it kind of like almost it's like Hollywood stuff?
He's trained Prince, and he worked with the
Nicholas
Brothers, yes. Okay. So he does a lot of the tap type of thing, and I was actually fortunate enough to go to that workshop, and that was pretty fun. The jazz really kind of challenged you, so definitely a lot of people came back with some new stuff to try out.
Well, we'll play a few more songs, but before we do that, I want you guys to talk a bit more about New Orleans, because as some of our previous guests talked about, there's something really special when you go out of your own scene and do some dancing somewhere else. So, you know, that's always a good story in the first person, and that's what you guys have been down there. Like, so y'all went down there and met new people and all new different dance style. What does that do for your dancing, for your experience of the... I don't want to be too broad-ranging here, but it's thought to be a good thing to go to exchanges. Agreed?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. I found, personally, it just made me more playful and experiment more and take more risks and do sillier things and all that kind of stuff, which I'm a very technical person by nature, and so it was kind of really nice getting that little push to play around and be silly with it.
Yeah, and I found because I'm still learning, that I was challenged more by some of the really experienced leads and different stylings. I found that actually melding the different dance styles together was probably the more challenging type. So like, you have like someone through in salsa or like cha-cha and stuff halfway through, and I kind of generally know how to follow it, but putting it together was pretty cool. And just some of the stuff they try, and you know, like then the smile on their face, if you can get it, is kind of like, oh, cool. Like I haven't danced with it before, but I was still able to follow it. So that's kind of, from Follow's perspective, what's good about exchanges.
So you, if you, no, I know, Julianne is, I can't believe she's off to another exchange again. Bamboozled or something?
Bamboozled, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. He's really got the bug, and I know she's a great dancer and lots of fun, and so I don't know, are you guys going to do that much traveling? What are you thinking now? If you had your, in a perfect world, would you be going to an exchange once a week, once a month, half every 6 months?
I'd want to travel. I have been. I like the New Orleans, and I went to Vancouver before, and I'm planning on going to Montreal, but I know people are going to Pit Stop, and there is like a Stephen and Virginie weekend coming up type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I can make it out to all of them, unfortunately, but if, you know, time allowed for it, then that's definitely something I would be interested in.
Yeah, if I had the time and money, I'd say once a month.
Yeah.
Maybe, because I think traveling more than that, I'd just be too wiped out.
It takes almost you're deadbeat. You got to get back to your routine and kind of catch up on your sleep. It's got to be like 2 weeks or so anyway.
Yeah.
And you're living out of your suitcase for that week in between, too. Yeah. You don't bother unpacking.
Well, it's all good fun. This swing dancing has been a lot of fun over the years, and in our studio mate also is a member of our community, Rob Gracie, and he's certainly been active for the last year and a bit, and he's always out to dance and a great supporter. Hi, Rob, how are you?
Hello!
You can have a microphone if you want.
I'm waving, but it doesn't work for radio,
well,
I guess.
That's okay. We'll get you to sit down a little bit. We just want to say hello and tell everybody who's here in the studio, and we're talking swing, jazz, and blues. This is CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Let's play a few more tunes, and then we'll get back to some announcements.
As I passed by a fine hotel, I saw a little girl. She sure looks swell. I gave her the eye, started to carry on. Cadillac pulled up. She was gone. It should have been me with that real fine chick. It should have been me with that real fine chick. Well, it should have been. Later on, 5 minutes passed, saw another girl, had a lot of class. I was about to write her name in my book. Her husband pulled up, gave me a dirty look. You should have been me with that real fine chick. You should have been me with that real fine chick. Well, it should have been. Corner was a real sharp cat. $1,000 suit, $500 hat. Standing on the curb by a diner float. Voice from inside said, come on, daddy, let's go. It should have been me with that real fine chick. It should have been me with that real fine chick. Well, it should have been me. We'll be right back. chilly. I felt okay. Then I passed by a fine cafe. There's Junk Jones eating a T-bone steak. Lady standing by him, feeding him ice cream and cake. It should have been me with that real fine chick. It should have been me with that real fine chick. Well, it should have been me eating ice cream and cake. It should have been me with that real fine chick. It should have been me getting my natural kicks. Well, it should have been me loving those pretty chicks.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swingin' Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Hi, I'm Jeff Steger from Shady Nook Farms, a family-owned traditional beef farm. There are two ways to give your family the freshest-tasting beef from a source you can trust. Buy a cow and raise it yourself, or contact me, Jeff at shadynook.ca.
Hi, this is Gordon.
Holy smokes, who was that person?
Okay. I don't know. It sounded like Jeff. With music behind him.
That's true. I'll have to give our little credit to our sponsors tonight and, of course, our major station sponsors a little bit later on in the show. Well, we have three guests in the studio tonight. Ann Siktesh.
Yep. Yay.
John Layden and Robert Gracie. We'll talk some more in a bit, but we better do a few announcements and the like here. There's a birthday, Ryan Garipari.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had a birthday jam on Monday, right?
Okay, yeah. How was Monday Night Dance? Good? It was Sandy McDonald, right, over at the Button Factory?
I wasn't there for as long, but what I was there for, I liked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too stressed out on Monday night, so it was a good dance, but I had to leave early.
We have.
How did you like it, Rob? You stuck around.
It was great. As always.
Nice.
As always.
We got to get you a microphone. We're not getting on this.
That's all right. Oh, I can probably come around.
Yeah. We'll get Rob a chair here, and he'll say a few words, too. We'll just do a few more announcements while we're taking a little break here before we have some more talk. And I see we have lots of seasonal stuff coming up here. There's a fundraiser coming up on Friday, October 28th. That's passed already, isn't it?
What do I think?
No, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Great. So that's at the museum, downtown Kitchener. It's called a Murder Mystery Masquerade. And it's live music with a DJ, a live show, a silent auction, cash bar, and food by the Little Mushroom Catering. Tickets are $40 for one or $70 for a pair. So this is a fundraiser for the museum, and I believe that's the Hepcat Hoppers are probably doing that one. That's probably what Dave and those guys are away on Thursdays practicing like crazy.
Mm, yes, there's also something later on at Swing Out to Victory I think they're working on, too.
Oh, are they doing that, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's Friday night. Also, this Monday coming up is Halloween. Ooh.
Wait, it's already this Monday?
Yeah.
I missed a week somewhere. Oops.
I believe those were midterms.
I didn't have any midterms as this term. That's even worse.
It goes by pretty quick.
It does.
So it's for a celebration, and the Monday night dance is going to have a Halloween theme, and it's a murder mystery. So I guess here you go. You arrive at 8:30 and you meet the victim and all the suspects. And so I'm suspecting you've got to kind of at some point they're going to ask who's who, right? That's how it usually works. That's how the murder mysteries usually work in those things, are you?
I'm used to seeing movie murder mysteries, so this will be interesting.
I'm assuming it's going to be like playing Clue.
Like playing Clue?
Yeah.
Okay.
The board game.
But there's only one room. That really simplifies matters.
It's going to simplify it. That's true.
And finally, here's an announcement of coming up. Oh, yes. We're going to have another dance. I guess it's like a workshop and dance in the area. And we're lucky to have Gordon Webster.
Oh, yeah.
You guys heard him? He's down there, wasn't he? Was he down in New Orleans? No.
No, he's actually going to be a pit stop.
Yeah. He's like...
coming up.
And,
oh, no, am I getting picked up on
and I think he's based out of New York these days.
Yep.
Yeah. But you guys heard him play before, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
In Toronto.
Yeah. It's, he's originally from Toronto, so he's got some friends there, and I get to hear him occasionally. It's great.
So he's coming here for a dance on Monday, November the 21st at the Raleigh Community Arts Center, and his accompanist will be a Naomi Uyama.
Yama. So she also is running a workshop for that weekend as well, which should be pretty good.
Yeah, it should be good. So we're really lucky here in our small community to get this kind of talent to come in. So anybody out there get a chance to Monday, November 21st, going to be a great night, great music, and a great lesson before that. So that's some local events coming up, and I think we've already talked about the great stuff you guys are doing at the University of Waterloo. It should be in this list of things. But so that's some of our local stuff here. You guys aren't on this list. How can that be?
I don't know, but it's always going on, so it's nothing nothing in particular that's eye-catching other than, I guess, maybe the Christmas dance.
Yeah, the Christmas dance would be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
So we're here at 100.3 CKMS. We have Ann and John here who have been just down in New Orleans and have mentioned a little bit about the local swing dance scene as far as what they're responsible for in the university club. So everything's going well there, of course.
Oh, yes. Good. Very well. We had a couple of fun lessons recently.
Oh, yeah. Was it last week was the... we did one with, like, jazz moves and stuff like that, because I know there was a request of... especially for follows. I kind of geared one of them more for follows, because they don't get as much. And so this time we made more flair-type stuff so we can add to it. And
yeah, that's
less.
A good idea, because the follows have some time in a swing out, and if they got can have a sense of taking a moment and just doing a little boogie-woogie through that or some other... snazzy move, it looks dresses up a swing out pretty quick, doesn't it?
Hey, yeah, they're having more fun at shows.
Yeah, and we dedicated about an hour and a half to that and had lots of fun with it. Did some two-step this past week.
Yes, that was it. We did two-step. That was fun. They did really well at it, too.
Yeah, it went really well.
What is that two-step for our listeners? And
well, the basic pattern is slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick. And
then
you just... do it over and over again with all sorts of different moves.
Now, that's a traveling dance?
It can start with the box step, and then you can just start to slowly turn, and it's generally counterclockwise, I believe.
Yeah.
And basically it can become as ballroomy as you want it to be, but then you can make it more jazzy.
You can throw in different underarm turns and stuff like that, and actually, if you go far enough, you can turn it into Lindy Hop.
Underarm turn, you know, that somebody told me that every dance, whether you salsa, whatever it might be, has an underarm turn. And that I can... You know, I can
believe that.
I believe that. Waltz and polkas, and of course, Lindy Hop and swing.
It's a simple move that can be done in like a small space, and then it can still be impressive too.
Maybe not Argentine Tango.
I haven't come across it yet.
We had Argentine Tango in the area for a while. Remember, there's a lesson we taught over in Guelph for a bit there. I can remember Troy and Jeff and some of those guys went over there for a while. Jill teaches it here.
Yeah, Jill teaches it still, I think. She actually used to be president of Swing Club ages ago.
Yes.
And then back when it was Swing and Social Dance Club, and then it turned into Swing and Tango Club. And then she left, and we didn't have any way of doing tango still, so it just became swing club.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to do with swing dancing.
Yeah, no doubt. There is a lot. It's just, there's no end to it. I mean, it depends how far the people want to go with lessons, if they want to try more dances. Every group's different, right?
We had actually a request last term to do collegiate shag, but like we actually had two people from Perimeter have a shopping list basically of stuff that they wanted to do, and they came to us and be like, "This is what we want to do." We're like, "Wow, okay, sure, this is good." People are coming to us and saying like, "This is what we all want to learn." Like that's feedback's awesome.
Yeah. So last term we did a bunch of a little collegiate shag. It's a really tiring dance. Yeah. Can't do too much of it.
In the summer.
Yeah. where it's really hot, and then lots of Balboa.
Which I liked.
Yeah, yeah. Balboa's a hoot, isn't it? I wish I could edit it more often.
Yeah, it's lots of fun, but really people just need to give it a shot and go for it.
It's understated, I think, because it doesn't look like as much, but it's really fun to do.
Well, you know, there's a bunch of collegiate shag. There's about five or six people I know go down to North Carolina every year. Like Ross and Diana, who teaches over in this side.
That would be Carolina shag, though, I think.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
Okay. You know, we're talking about it. Can you speak to that, John, a little bit about what shag is and a little bit of difference, you know, as much as you feel comfortable talking about it?
So I don't really know why they're called shag.
Okay.
I can't see any connection between all of them, but collegiate shag is... Well, they're all swing-inspired dances, I think, but collegiate shag is a very bouncy dance. There's a lot of hopping to it.
Okay.
It's kind of very, very, very energetic.
Is it based on a six-count or the triple?
Usually it's done six-count, but you can actually do it with eight-count as well.
Okay.
And with different starts in the different measures and stuff like that.
The basic thing is kind of like a step hop, step hop, step, 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 hop type of thing.
Step hop, step hop, step, step.
Yeah, so like hopping is in it, basically, you know? Yeah. You can tame it down a bit, but you're still bouncing quite a bit, whereas Carolina Shag is...
What kind of speed of music is that best for, you think?
Oh, bouncy, bouncy swing music.
Not too fast that your legs can't move that fast, but yeah.
It does work to faster music well, because it doesn't have triple steps and stuff.
True. Okay.
But yeah, and then... Carolina Shag is very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
The West Coast of collegiate shag.
Yeah, it's like West Coast swing. It's like West Coast swing compared to East Coast swing, even, or even more extreme. And the thing I've been told about Carolina Shag, and I don't know how true this is that you can dance it. It's a partner dance. You can dance it on the beach, in flip flops. With a drink in your hand and a cigarette.
Point. Yeah, basically, you want your... The whole point of the drink in your hand is that you don't have... your body core is where it's at, so you don't... The drink doesn't spill.
Yeah.
But you're pulsing to the music, or the appropriate pulse or steps, that you don't have this wildness up top.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Like, how do you... Like, I'm just trying to think about how the physics of this thing would work. How do you not spill your drink when you're dancing?
Isolation the core, yeah.
Well, I managed to go into a jam circle once, like one of those faster jam circles with a drink in my hand. But yeah, that only lasted for a couple of phrases, luckily. A couple of measures, actually.
Well, that's good news. So thanks a lot for all that information there. Let's play a few more tunes here. I see Mr. Gracie. We probably should have been to work for it, but he's falling asleep on us here. So that's not so good. Well, Rob, you want to speak for a bit? Tell us about, you're going on to Pit Stop this year, right?
I am going to Pit Stop this year, yes.
And you can just roll up that mic for a bit better. We'll get a bit more...
I can probably...
That's as far as it goes.
Move myself, perhaps. How's that?
That's a little better. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rob, but first we're talking about Pit Stop. You've been in the scene how long? About a year now, I think?
About a year and a half?
And you're
2 years now?
You must be having a ride. It's you're enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good fun, very social, good exercise. Well, it's not really great exercise, but it's better than sitting at home and watching television,
that's
for sure.
Very true, yeah.
Absolutely.
So you went to a Pit Stop last year, so that was very early on when your dancing experience here in Waterloo. How did you manage to get to an exchange so early in your dance?
Well, you get in the car, and I guess it takes you there. I guess that's the basic thing. It was actually not the first weekend. I'd gone to a workshop in Ann Arbor in the spring.
Oh, yeah. Pirate Swing.
Pirate Swing.
Yeah.
So that sort of got the bug in me, and it is really great to go. And these events are really huge. You know, I think there'll be about 400 to 500 people at Pit Stop. They have fantastic dance halls, and they get really great musicians in, and it's quite inexpensive, actually, relatively speaking, for what you're getting, and it just makes a really great weekend. And I'd say swing communities everywhere are universally friendly. I mean, I've danced in Germany and in France and the UK, and people are always friendly, so you really get to meet a lot of great people. So So that's why I'm going back, and that's why I went in the first place.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, looking forward. I hope to get on myself, too, but we'll... I think it might. It's possible there might be two cars going down this year.
There's bucket loads of Canadians heading down to pit stop this year. So
lots of Canadians.
That's right. We're going to cause a ruckus down there. There'll be a whole lot of outs and stuff like this. There'll be.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly like this. So, we'll be well represented. That's for sure.
And they have a fine band. I think the Boilermakers are down there.
They are definitely playing.
Maybe it's in our announcement list here.
Douglas too, right?
Solomon Douglas is playing late nights this year. He's playing blues. He's bringing his blues band for the late night, I think, on Saturday. The Vipers. Is that right?
Our Webster's going to be there too, right?
Here's the list here. It says Pit Stop Lindy number 11, and it's November 4th to 6th. Solomon Douglas, Gordon Webster, and the Boilermaker Jazz Band, which they're actually from that part of the world down there, if not mistaken. Boilermakers, Purdue, that kind of thing.
I thought they were from New York, but, haven't really been following them that closely, but they were fantastic when they played last year.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Well, that should be a hoot. So, you can add to your extensive T-shirt collection.
That's right. This is the most important part about going to an exchange, is you have to get the T-shirt. So now all my T-shirts are... That's how actually you were asking earlier, how often should you go to an exchange? It depends how quickly you go through T-shirts,
Yeah, we're very clever up here in Waterloo. We're very proud of our light feet and how we move around easily, so we're going to start up a log rolling team. Would you be interested, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I've been really dreaming of the opportunity for log rolling for years.
Look how light the feet you got to be, too.
I think so. That's right. That's the song, like, turning down
the dance floor,
white water. Da 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 da. Okay, well, anyways. Yeah, anyway, something like this.
Right? Such a flashback.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I think we've got T-shirts for that, the Waterloo log rolling team and swing dance.
We definitely have to get T-shirts for that. That's the type of T-shirt that would actually draw some
log
attention.
Yes.
That requires some explanation, absolutely. Yeah.
They paired up with the parkour team, and then who knows what's going to happen then.
They actually had a pretty nice T-shirt from Pirate Swing a couple years ago. There was a skull.
Yeah,
And it was made to look like skull and crossbones, but it's kind of the smiling skull.
Yeah,
and instead of the crossbones, you have dance shoes. And I usually wear that shirt when I'm traveling.
Mm.
So if I'm like taking a plane flight somewhere, I'll wear that with my suit jacket, because I don't want to pack my suit jacket because it gets all wrinkly and stuff like this. But I've had more friendly custom agents when I wear that than I have when I don't. So.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I'm proud about that.
Yeah.
I should remember that.
they honestly very, very friendly, and a couple of them actually are swing dancers, and it prompts a conversation,
sure.
Actually.
We need a story. What is this? I haven't heard of
this. You've come across a border, one of the guys at the border was a swing dancer?
Twice now. Both ladies, actually. But, yeah, swing dancers.
Cool.
Wow.
Customs and U.S. customs officials, even.
Two different U.S. customs officials.
Yeah, exceptional. Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, which border crossings was this?
Actually, these are the ones in Toronto, because you fly when you're flying into the U.S., you fly go through U.S. customs in Toronto.
Oh, cool.
These are in Pearson.
Huh.
I mean, so they rotate in and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah. So it's kind of...
Well, we're getting close to the top of the hour here, so maybe we'll play a song and then we'll play a few more ads and that sort of thing. Thanks very much so far, folks, and you're at 100.3 CKMS, 100.3 Sound FM, and this is the Thursday Night Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show, and guests tonight are Ann, John, and Robert. All right, here, let's play a song by Eva Cassidy, a good favorite of many people. It's one called Drowning in a Sea of Love. Tonight we've played also... sort of like Gloria Hardiman, meeting you with your black drawers on. Bobby Bland, one from Max Swing, I believe it's Veronica Martel was her name. Jump Jones played a song, It Should Have Been Me. And we had one, we didn't play this one here yet. This is, we'll skip that and we'll go right to Eva Cassidy. Okay, folks, we'll be right back.
But right now I'm drowning, drowning in a sea of love. I've been out here for so very long, I lost all of my direction.
Exchange in Montreal. You're at 100.3 with CKMS. I'm going to try to play a few more tunes here, but we need to get some advertisements in. One moment. Thank you.
thinking what I'm thinking. Let's make love tonight. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Let's make love tonight. 'Cause if you haven't thought about it, well, wouldn't it be so nice? Let's make love tonight. We'll take it slow, we'll take it easy. A slow fuse dynamite. Let's take it slow, we'll take it easy. A slow fuse dynamite. 'Cause if you stop and think about it, well, soon you will see the light. Let's make love tonight. Simple, no need to be uptight. Well, that's the plan, it's plain and simple. No need to be uptight. 'Cause if you stop and think about it, it'll satisfy my appetite. Let's make love tonight. Take it slow, we'll take it easy. A slow fuse dynamite. 'Cause if you stop and think about it, well, soon you will see the light. Let's make love tonight. Let's make love tonight. Let's make love tonight. Let's make love tonight.